Jai Shri Rani, Jai Jai Shri Rani.
So this is May 28, 2023, Radha Kundan, tasting Bhakti Ras in Manji Bhas Sadhana. So we're discussing Odipan, which is an aspect of Ibab. But I want to make a review of all these subjects to put everything in perspective, because this is the land of Bhava and the land of Prem, which we're trying to establish in our own hearts, just like before Krishna appeared in Devaki's womb, Balaram appeared. And Balaram is Sannidhi Shakti, so he established the Holy Dham in the mind and heart of Devaki and Vasudeva and Mathura, prepared a way for Krishna to manifest his general lila. So for Krishna to manifest in our mind and heart, we have to establish Sannidhi Shakti, which is represented by Balaram. So part of that is knowledge. Because we were discussing last week in GSS, it's not really the object, it's the knowledge of the object that gives happiness. Knowledge in Bhav. So we're trying to enter the land of Bhav, but we don't know what it is, because this is all Prem Bhav and transcendental feelings. And we lived millions of years in this land of Kam Bhav, selfish desires. So, like here, like there, but here it's analyzed by Bharat Muni originally and by Indra, Dave, and put into language of our understanding by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu and Usha Nilamani. So, the whole idea is to taste bliss, to taste Ras. Ras is an astonishing, one of the characteristics of Ras is Chamatkar Bhav. Must be astonishing. Creates an astonishing feeling in the body, in the senses, in the mind, especially in the heart and mind, in the chitta itself. An astonishing transcendental. If it's transcendental Ras, Alokik Ras, Bhav, Krishna Bhav, Radha Bhav, Raja Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, etc. It creates transcendental feelings in the chitta, in the very optimum of the jiva. And they're astonishing. And that astonishment enters the atma, energizes the atma, and then the atma is connected to the hankara, the hankara is connected to the chitta, chitta is connected to the buddhi is connected to the mind, mind is connected to the indriya is connected to the senses, the outer senses, and the body, and everything ripples, goes everywhere. You throw the rock in the center of the lake, and where the rock enters the lake makes the biggest impression. The ripples go all the way to the banks. You throw like a boom, and boom, 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 boom. It hits the banks, even the banks shake a little bit. So the banks are our toes and fingernails. But the first thing it hits is the heart. Oh, people go, my heart. Like if someone hears some bad news, they go like this. Oh. They don't go, oh. Oh my. If you crash your car, you go like this. If you crash your wife crashes. You're like hard drives, I think, you know. And then you go, oh. You go over your heart. Yeah, what's in the heart? The Atma. The Atma is floating in the heart region. So we all go, climb and grab my knee. Oh, my lover left me. Oh, my knee. Oh, my baby, she left me. Oh, I go, oh, you moan and groan. So this is where Bhav is. So it starts off, there's five components of Ras that is known as Sai Bhav, Vibhav, Anu Bhav, Vyavachari Bhav, and Sattvic Bhav. Sattvic Bhav is are called a subset of Vibhavas, because Sattvic Bhavas are involuntary physical expressions of a Bhava which is generated in the level of Vibhav. When the lover and beloved meet, maybe their hair stands and then maybe they perspire, maybe there's trauma, upper lip trauma, or different transformations of the body, or involuntary. Those are called psychic bhavas. And anubhavas are voluntary. But you feel so much happiness in the presence of the lover, you say, wow! So you kick your heels or you jump, run down the street, crash your car or something. Fall your bicycle. Fall in a pothole. Especially out here, it's dangerous now.
Yeah.
They came at 12 o'clock at night with these JCB, you know, it's just a midnight work, you know. I don't want to do anything illegal. They do it at night, you know. And the guy, I said, who did it? The owner of a property, they want to drain the water off. The guy wants to sell it. So he dug his own canal, on roads and everything. It's not part of the municipal plan or anything. Anyway. So there's Thai Bhav and V Bhav and Anubhav, Sattvic Bhav is, and Vyavachari Bhavas. So it's Thai Bhav. Thai Bhav, some guys call Stairati. This is a permanent sentiment in the heart, a special love for Krishna. This is Thai Bhavas. All Thai Bhavas are directed to Krishna primarily. And there's Shanta Rati, Saibhav, or Sairati, and Shanta Das Sakya Vatsalya Madhurya. It's called the dominating or durable mood of Ras. That's the main thing, it doesn't change. If you fall in love with your wife, or you get married and you love your wife, that goes until you die. It goes as long as your body is going, I mean, technically, ideally, I say, cross your fingers and knock on wood and all this stuff. Or rather, be Indian by Indian, you might have a chance, but Western combos, Indo-Western combos are a failure almost every time. And Western, that's no comment on that one. So this is called the dominant primary ras, Mukhyarati. Mukhya means chief, primary. And then there's seven gona ratis, which means subsidiary ratis. And these are on all the five stiratis, these seven gona ratis are present. Where are they? Anger. The show gets anger at Krishna, chase with a stick. That's anger in Vatsalya Ras. Chandrali, Radharani gets angry with Krishna. When he runs with Chandrali, that's Madhurya Ras. Krishna gets angry with Subal when Subal beats him up. That's Vatsalya Ras. And when the servants step on his feet, Krishna gets angry with Raktaka Vajrak when they're dressing him. He hits one of the takes a flute and hits them. He's loving, love tap, but you know, looks like anger. It's transcendental anger. There's a difference. Your mother slaps you, it's material anger. The guru slaps you, it's your. So remember that. So this is transcendental slap. I give you a transcendental slap. You feel how transcendental it is? Hope that doesn't happen to anybody. Watch out. So it's called Rudra, like Rudra. Rudra means anger. Rudra. And that's one Gonarati, and the second one is Vira. Vira means reality, veritable means true, Vira means strong, powerful, and it means chivalry, courage, heroism, Vira Ras. So the mother saves a child from danger, that's Vira Ras and Vatsalya Ras. Friend saves a friend from danger, that's Vira Ras and Sakya Ras. and Rai saves Krishna from Chandra. Krishna gets attacked by an enemy. What's the enemy of Krishna?
Lust.
What's your enemy? Okay, you got something coming. You got something coming, Krishna. That's good. You're on the way. This is transcendental. So Radharani, sometimes the sakis say Krishna, they say Radharani, Krishna saved you many times before when you were attacked by Kandarva. Now Krishna's in Radhakund getting attacked by Kandarva. He sent his greatest generals. Honeybee generals. Buzzing Krishna's ears. And the general, the invincible warriors of sandal-scented spring breezes are blowing through his hair and attacking him. And all that, this and that. And the cooing of the cuckoos in the trees, cooing the fifth note like lovers in the time of union. That's really knocking him out. He get knocked out. So Krishna, you should go save this stricken hero on the battlefield of Kandarva. Oh, you have the weapons to defeat Kandarva. The bow of your eyebrows, and the arrows of your eyes, and other things also. We'll save him from the attack of lust. Go there immediately. Take my time. Not right now. Soon. So another Guna Ras is Karuna Ras, compassion. Another Ras is disgust, Vibhatsa Ras. Vibhatsa. What's the example of Vibhatsa Ras? And Sakirati. It's kind of Sakirati about Sakirati. She makes some butter with some old yogurt. And the butter really stinks bad. And Krishna breaks into her house at 5 o'clock, Pratyakriya, Mangalarti time. Krishna's busy at Mangalarti, you know. You should be saving Mangalarti. You're chasing after Krishna. So he busts into some gopi's house like Parvati or Rahini are doing. Gopis are there. He climbs up on the cowboy's back, puts his hand in the yogurt butt. Okay. Oh, God. What is this? It's stale. The boy's not break this butt. Boom, they break the butt. He goes out in the living room. He pees in the corner. He has urine in the corner. Then he takes that stinky butter in his hand. He goes in the baby room. The wipes all the way to Krishna's face. He writes all his face with stinky butter. So that's Vibhatsa Ras. Guru Goswami says, this is exactly Vibhatsa Ras. Fear. Baya Ras. There's no fear in the spiritual world, remember? Shifadibhuti. Immortality. Amritva. Abaya. Fearlessness. And Sarvamangala.
Shavana means
all sorrow among you, everything's auspicious. But in Krishna Leela, there's fear. Fear is mother. She takes a stick out and chases her. What are you doing with that stick? I think you're going to beat me with that. So you see somebody with a stick in her hand. Running at you with eyes like, you start running. Look at the monkeys, pick up your stick and see what they do. So Krishna's running like a monkey. Mother Yashoda. So this is called Bhairas. And the sixth one is laughter, Hasyaras. And the second one is Wonder, Abhutaras. So these are seven secondary rasas, all orbiting around and enhancing the Stai Rati, Gaurati and Stai Rati. So now, this is the emotional foundation. The dominant mood of rasa that overrules, like a king rules the kingdom. So special love for Krishna. Now there's the vibhav. This is action, persons and places that nourish the Stairati. It has to be something that we said, vibhu means to nourish, like vu means earth. Vibhu means to give a good stimulant, good nourishment. That's the vibhav. So the nourishment for Krishna is love. Madhurya Rati is who?
Radharani.
And who nourishes Radharani's love for Krishna? Krishna. So there's the Vibhava Lamban. The word Lamban means foundation. The foundation of the Bhav. There's the Bhav and the foundation, the people that make it happen. So here is the lover and the beloved, hero and heroine. But it's called Lamban, to support the foundation. The tasters of Ras, they're the tasters. Radharani tastes the Ras, Madhurya Ras and Krishna taste it. And the Madhurya Sakhi also taste it. So the Vibhava Lamban is that in and by which Rati is stimulated. And thus caused to be tasted as the Vibhav. So the Stairati is Madhura Ras, amorous love. Haridas, the Vandra in the tree I just saw. Where's Gugan Haridas outside the gate? He's in the main tree. I saw him climb up there.
Yeah,
big fat one. He's just in the guy's roof. So in the tree. The drama. That's Rodaras. Rodaras for Haryas and Vyaras for the monkey. And the permanent Stairati is Shantarati. We don't like that. It's neutral. Not active, no active service. Nuisance, disturbance. Okay, that in and by which Sarati is stimulated and thus caused to be tasted is Vibhav. Vibhav means the persons, setting, and exciting factors. That which enables one to perceive and experience one's dominant emotion, or Stairati. So dominant emotion is amorous love, amorous wrath, loving mood of lover and beloved. So it needs some factors. Like you need a lover. Beloved needs a lover. You need a place to have that love show itself and reveal itself. Yeah, I need other factors also. Certain emotions, certain jokes, some going around makes sense, some joking, some frightening situation, showing some heroic deed, or like this. So this is Stai Bhav and Vibhav. So Lamban has two aspects. Vishay means, like we say, Vishaya means sense object, sense gratification. Vishaya means the object. The substance of person is a lamban. Vilamban, Vishaya lamban is Krishna. He's a subject of Rati, he's a subject of amorous love. And a Vishai, a Loman Ashray, is a shelter, reservoir of love. Beloved, that means Radharani and Rajagopis. So the Prem Ashraya is called Vibhav. Vibhav Laman, Prem Ashraya Radharani, is that which incites remembrance of Krishna. And it's a reservoir of amorous love. That means the devotees and the sakis and mandris. The Prem Ashraya. Ashraya means a shelter. Reservoir, shelter. Heroin, there are the tasters of Ras. So we're in the heroin category as Manjaris. We're in the beloved, we're assistants of the beloved, Radharani. So we're also tasting amorous love. Now, Anubhav. This is the third aspect of tasting rasa. Vibhav has two parts. Lamban means heroin, Premashraya and Premisha, and Udipan. Like in Hindi, the word for wake up is Uto. Uto means get up, Uto. And in Bengali, say Udila. Udila Aruna, the sun is rising. Uto, all these Utam Bhakti means the highest point, Utam. Purushottam, Purusha means person, Purushottam means the greatest person, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Purushottam Mahina means the greatest month of Krishna. Every month has a name. Madhav Mas, Damodar Mas, Rishikesh Mas, they all have names of Bhagavan or names of the month. Shrivikram Mas, or Tiag marks, Tiag names, they're all names of different months of the year. Madhav Damodar Mas, Sridhar Rishikesh, Govinda, etc. So Uta means topmost. So Udipan, our excitants, stimulus, and all things that cause the ras to be tasted, to stimulate the lover and beloved, and cause them to taste ras. They call excitants people, places, and times. Sometimes people become Udipan. But you're in the kunja. At sunrise, you're in a kunja, you haven't gone out yet. And Kakati, the old monkey, pet monkey, Radharani, says, Jatila is coming. So it's just the thought of, that's a person, Jatila. Not a very good person to see when you're in the bed with the wife or her son. So that name, that person, that name, there's Nudipan for Vyaras, Vyagunaras. And the lover and beloved become afraid. They run out of their crazy fast. So Anubhav, what does the word Anu mean?
Follow.
Govi Anugatya. Where do you have that word in the popular song?
Radha Krishna
Pranamara. Yeah. Tosyarti. What is the line? Eni Vedan. Nivedan means request. Request. Nivedan means I'm requesting, I'm begging you, Vrindadevi. Nivedan. Nivedan. How does it go? Sakiranugata means to go to follow the Sakis. I'm requesting you make me a follower of the Sakis. Regine's blessing it. I can't follow the Sakis. Let's have Gopi Bhav. So basically, everybody we're praying to, everybody we're approaching, we're begging for one thing is Gopi Bhav. So we have a body, we have a spiritual body in the spiritual world. So we have Siddhadeva, but we don't have Siddha Bhav. We'll discuss this more in GSS.
Yes.
How to quickly get both. Siddhadeva and Siddha Bhav. Siddhadeva is not so difficult externally to attain, but Siddha Bhav is a tricky part. So, Anubhav means that Bhav which follows what? Anubhav means a Bhav that follows. It follows the Vibhav. Stivav, Stiv means stan, little stan, little stan. All words stan means fixed foundation. Little stan, little stan, fixed place. Stivati, that's fixed, it doesn't change. Brahma always has amorous love for Krishna, Krishna always has amorous love for Brahma. Like the Stiv always has Dasyabhav towards the Guru. In Sangharu, it's Siru, he's Dasi or Das, Das or Dasi Bhav, King Karabhav, King Guribhav. So the Stai Bhav is the heroine, heroine, that's Vibhav. And what follows Vibhav is expressions of their love. That's called Anubhav, following the Vibhav. You getting it?
Yes.
That's why I slept. Oh, God. No more witnesses. She called it some witnesses now. Is that right? Three South Indian wise men. Right, Sean. Oh yeah, I didn't wear green. Okay. Good, oh yeah, two dresses. Okay, good. How awesome, get awesome. So having a review of the Bhakti Ras, what enables one to taste Bhakti Ras? You need a permanent loving mood called Stairati. Then you need a heroine, lover and beloved. That's called Vibhav, Vibhav, Alaman and Udivan. The shelter of love, Rarani, the object of the love of Krishna. And stimulants to love, the time of the day, the seasons, the place, the environment, the place, the wind, the moon, so many different factors are involved. They're called Udivan. So we have Vibhav. Vibhav is that which makes the Stivati grow. That's what makes it grow. You can't have, if you have amorous love, it's not going to go anywhere. If the lover's in Moscow, and the beloved's in New York. That love is a non-starter. That love ain't going too where too fast. One's got to move to Moscow or the other's got to move to New York, one or the other. See how the Stairati is moving now. Vibhav Prima Shri has come, and now the Ranabhavs are being expressed. Embracing, laughing, going on the floor. You see it right here, Ross. Live Ross and drama. That's chivalry. That's there's no matter.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. The children of Rastas always end up in misery. It looks like so much fun, then it's just all so much misery. And the Jiras has an end. Starts off, it says, that which is happiness and motive of passion starts off great, ends up terrible. Happiness and motive of goodness starts off terrible, ends up great. You have a verse? It's in Gita. Happiness generated from passion is bliss in the beginning and misery in the end. So that was like really passionate and fun. And the crack your head is no more fun. Reminds me, my brother and I were fighting one time. My brothers always do. And he ran out in the backyard. I picked up a stick because I'm like a Kshatriya type. So I picked up a stick to go beat him. And he's bigger than me. I was really big. So I'm running after him. It was some old piece of construction stick. It was kind of had a little point on it. So I'm running after him. I tripped. And I went like this. And cut my... I have a scar there also. So I was the result of anger. And I was supposed to be him, I beat myself. And I stretched in America like shooting your own foot. You go, boom. shoot your own foot. So Anubhava is for voluntary, listen. Anubhava means bhavas which follow the vibhava. Vibhava is prema shri radharani. Prema Vishai Krishna, and different factors that stimulate their love, their amorous love, mother Rati. Then what follows the Vibhava is Anubhavas. When the lover and beloved get together, then there's voluntary visible actions which show the changes of their heart's feelings and the rise of emotions. In other words, Anubhavas are physical expression of your love. Embrace, a kiss, or hold hands, or anything. These are visible actions, and voluntary. Words, gestures, movements. In other words, Anubhava means the actions of the Leela. A for Anubhava, A for action. Fireworks. Fireworks. So I was just a little stick like sparks. Just because sparklers. Sparklers. That's no fun. There you go. Shboom! They get M160. Boom! Blow up the whole mailbox. Put it on. Boom! Boom! Like dynamite, you boom, boom. Little ones, about 20 in a row. Goes all like. Everybody enjoys jumping on. So this is Anubhava. Get the fireworks rolling. Start with sparklers. They go to little rockets. They go to big bombs. Voluntary physical expressions of inner emotions showing internal change of the heart, feelings and rise of emotion, such as dancing, singing, the actions of the Leela. The only way for the Manjari Bhava Sadhakas, are you listening?
Yes, Guruji.
The only way for Manjari Bhava Sadhakas to taste and experience the inner emotions other Manjari role model is through her Arababas. You hear that? I'll repeat it. The only way for a Manjari Bhavasaraka, that's all of us, to taste and experience the inner transcendental emotions of the Manjari role model. Like, we want to taste and experience, identify, understand, first of all, which is what this class is about, and to experience and taste the mere feelings and emotions, the bhavas of Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari. That's what means Manjari Bhav, to experience and taste her Bhav. Tad Tad Bhav Ichatmika. Tad Tad Bhav Ichatmika. This is our Bhav, this is our attitude, to taste that Bhav. Taste the Bhav that the Manjaris are tasting. The Manjaris are tasting Madhurya Rati, Madhurya Bhav, and by serving the Manjaris, our Guru Sakhi Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Guru Manjari, then we'll taste the Bhava of Radha and Krishna. We're always Anugatya. I'm Anugatya, my Guru. He's Anugatya, his Guru. He's Anugatya, Sanghara Manjari. It's Anugatya, Rupa Manjari, Anugatya, Rati Manjari, Anugatya, Radharani, Vishaka. It always comes down like that. First Krishna takes prasada, then Radharani takes prasada. Then Nasa Sakhi takes prasada, then Rupa Manjari takes prasada, then Guru Sakhi takes prasada. Then I eat all the stuff. He eats a little bit. He didn't eat very much. Good. Very good. We're making a lucky, he didn't eat very much. There's a lot. He always goes, really, his big chip is like this big, you know. This much, 5 centimeters, this much big. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And it goes back to these guys. Once Rao went in the kitchen in Los Angeles, and there's like 10 ladies there and 10 guys, you know, grihasthas and all cooks, and so mostly grihasthas. Ladies and guys are all cooking, because all single ladies and men were out selling books, you know. So they're all in there cooking, selling things, cakes and cookies and everything. Probably in to see what they were cooking before his lunch. So why is all this stuff? Why is he, I'm Bengali. I eat Kerala, rice and dal and sabzi and parwal. What is all the cakes and cookies and ice cream? Are you cooking for me or cooking for you? Are you cooking for me or cooking for you? You got borscht, you got this pumpkin bread, or you got this rye bread, pumpkin soup. What is this, a Russian feast or? Now you should like Russian food. Okay, I like Russian food. I like Russian food. All glories. No choice, I had to eat something. Anubha. What? So tell me what's Anubha. What are they?
Embracing.
Yeah.
Or
visible physical expressions of the heart. Mm-hmm. I get angry with you. I'm angry in my heart, so this goes like this. Boom! stress it. This is Anubha. You want Anubha? Now I have a Gola Rati in my heart. I have a Gola Rati anger. So I shut it, right? Yeah, two choices. I give you two choices. I hit your head with this. When you fall asleep, you fall to random. You hit your head with the cement. So what? You have your choice. Right? Crack on the cement or this? This is not so bad, huh? Sure. She's taking notes, huh? Anava, visible actions, voluntary physical, transphysical actions. Anava, following the vibhav. Shows changes in the heart, feelings, rise of emotion, dancing and singing are the most important anubhavas. The only way for a mandri to taste and experience the inner transcendental emotions, Aruba Mandri, Rati Valtasi Mandri, is through her. The anubhavas of the nitya siddhas, the physical expressions of the anubhavas. Then a sadhaka can obtain these inner emotions. That's pretty far out. So that's why we have to understand these things when we're reading Leela's, the description of Leela, where you especially take note of what Ruby Mandri is doing and Tulsi Mandri, because they're role models. And that's where their service and actions are always described. You know, because when it's Sabhava, it's all about the activities of Tulsi Mandri. Of course, we have Sankhava Kava Juba by Vinod Valadi Mandri. So any mandris like this that are role models, we want to know when they're crying, when they're afraid, when they're falling around on his feet, because they know Radharani's angry, because Radharani's hiding in the bushes, Krishna's coming back, Ramutra goes to the, and tells, and Vinod Valadi Mandri pulls her out of the bushes, onto the way, around here, Krishna, here's Radharani, and Radharani gets very angry, and then, Vinod Valadi Mandri falls around, and Radharani, see you, please forgive me. Radharani really wanted that, but she just pretends she's angry. So this is all in Sankhava Kava Juma. So we pay attention to that. Then we can, when we see that physical expression, it's called Anubha. She's grabbing Radharani, pushing her. So yeah, keep an eye on this Anubha. This Anubha, this will stimulate Radharani's love and enhance her love for Krishna. So you have to understand all these all components of Bhakti Ras. Rupa Goswami explains Bhakti Ras to Sindhu. If a sadhaka can somehow or other, even a sadhaka can somehow take on or enable, take on the sadhaka, that means us, sadhaka can somehow take on or imbibe, take on or absorb, imbibe the anubhavas of the nitya siddha mandris that one's following. Need some water. Then one can obtain these inner emotions. That's called anubhava. Sattvic bhavas. What are sattvic bhavas? Involuntary physical responses. Sattvic bhavas are generally called, they're one of the five components of Ras, but actually sattvic bhavas are a subset. Is this on?
Yes.
You can hear it? So, right. I think I got my ears clogged on. Right.
Yes,
sir. What time? Right, Sean. Yeah. I think my ears are. My ears. Oh, yeah, it's on. My ears are clogged up as well. So sattvic bhavas are a separate category, but they're all usually lumped in with anubhavas, subset. These are eight physical symptoms, involuntary spontaneous manifestations of feelings of spiritual ecstasy arising from Vishuddha Sattva, the contact of pure spiritual energy. When the heart becomes overwhelmed by emotions. What are examples of sattvic bhavas?
Yes.
Tears and thrill bumps and trembling, perspiring, fainting. These are all involuntary symptoms of spiritual ecstasy. Heart becomes overwhelmed by emotions resulting from mukhirati or gunaratis, involuntary spontaneous anubhavas. Are called sattvic bhavas. So you have stima, then you have viva, then you have anubhava, then you have sattvic bhava. And the last one is vyavachari bhavas. The dominant emotion is called stairati, madharati, amorous love. And it's the dominant emotion is compared to an ocean. The ocean has waves. Sometimes the ocean has no waves. Sometimes there's a tufan, tornado, or hurricane, and there's big waves, tsunami, big waves. That's called vyavachari. Vyavachari means moving, or sanchari. Sanchari moving towards the center. So vyavachari is also called sanchari. The word chari means to move, chara-chara means to move. These are inserted or added emotions which foster, support, or refresh the experience of one's sthāi-bhāva. These are added emotions that are inserted or added which foster, support, or refresh the experience of amorous love. They move, they're moving. They come and go like waves rising and falling and disappearing into the ocean. The deep and steady ocean is compared to the sthāi-bhāva, the unchangeable, permanent, loving mood towards Krishna, sthāi-rati, madharati, amorous love. So sometimes they rise up and they move back down. So what are some examples of vyavachari bhavas? How many are there? How many, total number of vyavachari, sanchari bhavas, how many are there? 5? 10? 33. 33 different emotions, transitory emotions. The word vyavachari means moving. Vyavachari is a combination of three words. Vi, which means distinctive, intense or intensifier. Avi means toward, and chari means moving. So, vyavachari or sanchari bhavas are feelings, sentiments, emotions that rise like waves. They move towards the center. They move towards the center, which means they move towards the viva. They move towards the hero or the heroine, Radha or Krishna. There are emotions which move distinctively in the direction of the sthāi-bhāva and act to intensify the sthāi-bhāva. Vyavachari bhavas are visible and understood by one's speech, eyes, eyebrows, etc. Anger, is also called the sensual god. Agni means fierce anger. What are the causes? The causes are offenses. The soul becomes offensive. Like Shishaval was offending Krishna in the Rajasuya sacrifice. He offended Krishna 99 times because he had a bone, he could offend Krishna 99 times. But not 100. So he finished 99, he started to 100. Krishna took his sugar too, cut his head off. Because he was angry. Anger can be manifested, speak badly. Like for example, some disciple is somewhere, meets some other devotees. That those other devotees speak badly about the person's guru. That's the time for the disciple to get angry. Cut out the guy's tongue. You know, that's all I hear, Shatru. There's no Shatru, just now call you. Everybody's a mouse. There's no lions. Shatrus are lions. So you defuse the person, you set them straight. Tell them the truth or leave the place. In other words, you defend your guru. So the symptoms of anger are chastising, beating, tying up, binding, or killing. That's pretty good. The second type of Yamashrayvah is anxiety. So now you're in Dasyarati. You're Dasi and a Das. Rindarika Dasi. So your Stirati is Dasi Rati. And you get an anxiety. You get Chinta. Chinta. And what are Chinta's anxiety? What will happen now? From non-attention, no. Another example of Sanchayurati, Vyavachayurati, Vyavachayurati, is apprehension. It's called Shanka, Shanka. It's fear of offending an enemy, fear of theft, or fear of calamity, apprehension. Agitation, it's called avega, means excitement, emotion, or outburst. Another Vyavacharibhava is concealing, it's called avahitabhava. So Radharani, she conceals her emotions sometimes from Krishna. So Stanirati, but a stairati is amorous love. Sometimes a wave rises up in that ocean of amorous love, madharati, whereas Radharani hides her love. And it's called avahitabhava. She conceals her. Outwardly, she plays hard to get, plays, shows disinterest towards Krishna. This is sancharibhava. No, it's too much fat. Anyway, it's okay. Okay, so there's a whole lot of, there's 33 of these. These are more familiar, some are more familiar. One's called sleep. Sancharirati. Nidra. One's called pride, garva, madness and all these things. All these feelings, emotions, you'll see in the context of living. So next week we'll describe Udipan. Viva Udipan, the stimulants to Ross. Can you turn it off? Take a separate file. It's TBR. Yeah, I should make a separate file. TBR. Yeah.